Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph.
Evening, Will.
How are you?
Well, I am absolutely fantastic.
So am I, because I finish work for a week after tonight.
Oh,
this is my
wow.
last bit of radio before a trip to Scotland.
I am truly honoured.
What do you reckon I'll be eating in Scotland then, Steph?
Oh, haggis all the way, Will. Watch them, they're running around all over the place.
So what have you got on this weekend and next week?
Well, this week I've been down in Portsmouth. I've been cooking in a pop-up restaurant.
Oh, lovely.
In a tower called the Emirates Spinnaker Tower.
It sounds very posh.
It is, actually. It looks like something out of Dubai. You know, these big flash towers. Mm. It's got a viewing platform where you can see the whole of the Isle of Wight, the Solent, the harbour, all the ships in the harbour.
Oh, Steph.
Beautiful.
You're going to have to show me some pictures when we finish this bit.
Absolutely. Let's tweet some.
So what were you cooking down there then?
It's a bit different this, Will, because I was cooking Hampshire food. Obviously, here in Yorkshire, we cook Yorkshire food. Down there, you know, you take the best of what's good in the area. So we had some Isle of Wight tomatoes. We have some Hampshire beef. We had some fantastic Solent brill. It was, in fact, brill. And, some amazing Hampshire cherries for
Sounds
dessert.
Sounds absolutely lovely. And what about this weekend, Steph? What have you got
on? Well, this weekend I'm going to be... This is a bit crazy. On the Sunday, I'm doing two cookery demos at two different food festivals on the same day.
Oh, wow. So where can people see you?
So they can go along to Castle Howard. I'm at the Great British Food Festival in Castle Howard. And
lovely.
I should be there at 11 a.m, bright and breezy. I'm the first chef on. And then I'm literally hot-footing it over to Saltburn to do the food festival there. So... really looking forward to it. I've never
Steph,
done two.
You don't
two
half
in one
get
day.
Around, honestly. Honestly, you are so, so busy. We'll have a fabulous time this Sunday. And what are we having on Flavours of the Week tonight, Steph?
Well, this week I've brought you a little bit of something sweet. Because actually, Yorkshire strawberries now, Will, are really, really good.
I'm buying strawberries all the time on the way home.
It's fantastic. And I mean, these are from Helperby. They're from Spielman Farms. I bought them from a shop called Fink in Boroughbridge. And basically, all I've done with the strawberries is I've made like a vanilla cream, topped it with some marshmallows. We've got some popping candy on there. We've got some vanilla shortbread biscuit. And it's a very simple dessert. Easy to make. The recipe for the shortbread is just 250 grams of plain flour, 250 grams of butter. Nobody said it was healthy.
The shortbread will be. I best stop eating it, though.
And 125 grams of corn flour and 125 grams of sugar and a splash of vanilla. Or you can use vanilla pod seeds, or you can use vanilla essence if you prefer.
And talk to me about what else is on there other than the strawberries.
Now, these little things here, Will, you see those little brown things? Mm. They are... Here's a little trick. You get white chocolate buttons, sit them on a tray in the oven, on a hot oven, and it goes like caramelised white chocolate. They just take seconds to do. They take maybe a minute in the oven, and they turn golden brown, and they taste like white chocolate caramels. They are amazing. Anybody can have a go at that. You just need a hot oven, a tray, and some white chocolate.
Steph, absolutely perfect dessert. So, so tasty. And I love that shortbread. You're going to have to make me a batch of that.
Sounds good. No worries.
Thank you so much for coming in, Steph.
All the best, Will.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.